In his second letter to the Corinthians, the Apostle Paul divulges his innermost feelings of being inadequate for ministry. And then he reveals the secret of his own conviction, his own strength. So let us read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 5 through 12. Remember, our message is not about ourselves. We're proclaiming Jesus Christ, the Master. All we are is messengers, errant runners from Jesus to you. It started when God said, "Light up the darkness," and our lives filled up with light as we saw and understood God in the face of Christ, all bright and beautiful. If you only look at us, you might well miss the brightness. We carry this precious message around in the unadorned clay pots of our ordinary lives. And that is to prevent anyone from confusing God's incomparable power with us. As it is, there is not much chance of that. You know for yourselves that we're not much to look at. We've been surrounded and battered by troubles, but we're not demoralized. We're not sure what to do, but we know that God knows what to do. We've been spiritually terrorized, but God hasn't left our side. We've been thrown down, but we haven't broken. What they did to Jesus, they do to us. Trial and torture, mockery and murder. What Jesus did among them, he does in us. He lives. Our lives are at constant risk for Jesus' sake, which make Jesus' life all the more evident to us. While we're going through the worst, you're getting in on the best. Here ends our scripture reading, assuring us that God loves us deeply with a love that will never, never let us go. The Apostle Paul wrote this letter to the Corinthians more than 2,000 years ago. It is actually an explanation and defense of his own ministry and a reminder to all that life in ministry is not always easy. There are good days, bad days, and often sad days. And it is important to have a sense of humor and never to take oneself too seriously. You know, so many people love to make up funny stories about clergy. I've heard and forgotten many, many funny stories, beginning with there was a priest, a pastor, and a rabbi. Well, sometimes, however, like today, the pastor gets the final word. A favorite of mine tells about the pastor who was sick in bed. And after a few days, there was a knock on the door. And one of the church board members stopped by to see how this pastor was doing. He took a hard look at the pastor and then with a stern voice he said, "Reverend, in our last meeting we voted 9-4 to pray for your recovery." The Apostle Paul often talks about his personal faith. His life dramatically changed since that unforgettable day of his conversion on the road to Damascus. And through faith in Jesus Christ, the Apostle discovered the way to the heart of God. And when he refers to carrying this precious message around in the unadorned clay pots of our ordinary lives, he also describes the treasure that it contains. He reminds us that God is the creator of light out of darkness. It is God who shines into our hearts, giving us knowledge of God's glory in and through Jesus Christ. Think this over. Wow! What a treasure. We received it without earning it. A treasure to embrace, to cherish, and to pass on to others. And through faith, we have first-hand experience of the light and glory of God. Brother, sister, there is no treasure greater than this. You know, in biblical times, no household, even the poorest people, could go without a clay pot. No matter how poor you were, a clay pot you had to have. Well, that wasn't such a big problem. Clay was easy to find, to model and to bake in order to make a simple pot. Clay pots have multiple uses, amongst others to carry and to store water, wine, in those days olive oil, and a broken pot was always easy to replace. Why? It was not very expensive, not valuable by any standards. And suddenly, a picture appears. What the apostle is trying to teach us and to tell us. Paul says that you and I and all followers of Christ are in ourselves as frail and human as simple clay pots. In short, we have nothing to boast about. No glory to take for ourselves. This is the secret. People like us, followers of Christ, are the clay pots entrusted with a greater treasure than we can even begin to imagine. Treasure in unadorned clay pots contains wisdom that is not of this world. It summarizes what we believe about God and Jesus. It provides understanding about our relationship with God. Just sense the power of this image. And thank God that in my life for 46 years, I had this privilege. I understood this privilege. Actually, the same text was used when I was first ordained way back in 1967. We are weak as clay pots, but we are carrying extraordinary power deep within us. That power does not belong to us. It belongs to God and not to any of us. So faith in the power of God still makes a difference and will continue to make a difference in your life and mine. We know the secret. We can change lemons into lemonade. We can live victoriously no matter what. And it has everything to do with our faith. Now, this Apostle Paul knew what it was, how it felt to have a bad day. He had so many of them. The Bible tells us several shipwrecks, beatings, imprisonment. He went through all that. But obviously, he also knew the secret not only to deal with being nothing in himself, but the knowledge, the knowing that inside him he carries the treasure of the knowledge of and the faith of God. I believe that was Apostle Paul's secret. And I begged in prayer during the past week that will always remain a treasure, a secret deep inside myself. Like Paul, I got to learn and understand the power of God. I was born in a Christian home, but when I was 15 years old, my scoutmaster, who also happened to be a reverend, held a simple around a campfire, a simple evening devotion, and he taught us about Jesus. And he said, "Have you all accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior?" Well, that's a bit of a mixture between being a scout and a minister, but he crossed that, thank God, on the 16th of December, 1952. And my life changed. That evening I promised God that if I could, one day, I would want to be in the pulpit as a minister somewhere. The apostle knew the power of God in his life. And I thank God that I could have discovered it also in mine as a humble servant of a great God. Because it is the faith in Jesus Christ that connects us with the reservoir of God's power. Therefore, nothing that happened in the eventful life of Paul was strong enough to crush him. Through faith in God, he not only coped, but he also conquered. And Paul had the wisdom to accept opposition as a part of life. How often do we whimper if things do not go our way? We whine at every setback. If the currents against us are strong enough, we throw up our hands and say, "Oh well, I wasn't meant to succeed anyway," as if we can blame some invisible force out there. Brother, sister, hurricanes and storms are part of life for you and me. But we have learned some secrets the hard way. Before, during, and after the storm, we know what to do. It is about taking that which is useless and making it useful. Taking that which is hopeless and making it hopeful. Taking that which has been defeated and making it victorious. That is what the cross of Jesus Christ is all about. It is a symbol of shame that turned into a badge of triumph. Through our faith, we know that the God of this Apostle Paul is also our God, your God, and mine. The power that enabled Paul to soar above the clouds still remains available to all of us. Do you know that an eagle senses when a storm is approaching long before that storm breaks? The eagle will fly to some high spot and wait for the winds to come. And when the storm hits, it sets its wings so that the wind will pick it up and lift it high above the storm. And while the storm rages below, the eagle is soaring above it. The eagle does not escape the storm. It simply uses the storm to lift it higher. It rises on the winds that bring the storm. When the storms of life come upon you and me, and all of us have experienced them and will still experience them in times to come, remember, we can always rise above them by setting our minds and our faith towards the wings of God. The storms do not have to overcome it. We can allow God's power to lift us above them. God enables us to ride the winds of the storm, even the storm that brings sickness, tragedy, failure, and disappointment in our lives. We can soar above the storm. Remember, it is never the burdens of life that weigh us down. It all depends on how we handle them. Beloved in Christ, you who dwell in the shelter of the Lord, who abide in God's shadow for life, say to the Lord, my refuge, my rock in whom I trust, and God will rise you up with eagle's wings, bear you on the breath of dawn, make you shine like the sun, and always, always hold you in the palm of God's hand. May God bless you. I love you. May God keep you until we meet again.